big guys.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to our very special 1 year anniversary show. It's me. It's the OG Big Kit. Ooh, and joining me as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business. He thinks it's New Year's Eve. It's better than New Year's Eve.
Hell yeah, it's better than New Year's Eve. Happy anniversary to the Fig Guys. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday and welcome to another beautiful year. Fig Guys, I got confetti everywhere.
Fix your microphone a little bit. You're a little
what did I do?
I'm too loud.
Well, it might have been from the bang.
Yeah, it was like that while we were chatting before the show, and I forgot to tell you.
All right. Is it better now?
No.
No? Here, let me...
Do you have the right setting on?
I do. I absolutely do.
So, anyway, guys, like, can you believe we've now been the Fig Guys for 1 year already? I cannot believe 1 year, never missed an episode. Like, we never, like, okay, I was away. But, like, we were live every single Tuesday or had a show every single Tuesday. We might have pre-taped just a couple of them because we had to. But,
hey.
Wow, Mike. What? And we got a brand new opening. We got some brand new graphics to go along.
I'm still picking confetti off me. Do I sound better now?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I did have the wrong setting on. Thank you. But, hey, it's not another year of Fig Guys without a little hiccup, right?
Absolutely. Hey, listen, yes. We got rid of most of the hiccups. So.
Dude, what a year it's been here on Fig Guys. Thank you all for being awesome viewers, awesome people, awesome friends. And thank you guys for everything, man. It's been a trip. We've had a busy year, man, and it's been great. I'm super, super excited for year two.
Dude, I can't believe it. Like, first of all, Let's just bring this up really quick before we even get started. Let's show this piece of beautiful artwork by our friend Nick, the extra cooler guy. Like, he was on our show just a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't checked it out, go check out that fun episode. But he did this for us.
And yeah.
This is so surreal to me. Like, LJM poster, I'm on it. Like, you're on it. We're the Fig Guys. Like, this is incredible. I can't even tell you what this means to me. It's like, wow.
Yeah, no, wow. It's just everything. It really is. Like, if you are a Fig Guy, this is cool. And listen, I've been dreaming of donning that Bobby the Brain Heenan-esque gimmick for years, and to see it finally come to life on something that's so meaningful to me too. It's awesome, man.
Dude, this is wrestling. Like, LJNs, you know where I stand with them, and like the first WWF major wrestling figure line.
Yeah.
I'm on their poster. This is incredible. And yet I love it. I mean, we're going to get some of these made up, guys. We're going to have some mini posters made up and we're going to send them out to you too. So,
so
thank
cool.
You, Mother Fig God. We got Dan in the chat. Nick Storm. Dan. Oh man. Love Tyson's it. In the chat. Thank you all for joining us tonight. But yeah, we have a fun little episode planned tonight.
Yeah.
We
super, super
news.
Fun.
Not a ton of news, but we got a paper figs. And then, you know what? We got a little unbox with us. But then we're going to play the 10 count showdown tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
Where I'm going to ask Mike 10 questions. And then he's going to do the 10 questions with me because we had so much fun doing it with Matt Cardona and Nick. That we're going to do it with all of our guests. So.
Yes. I like it.
I love
it. It works. It totally works.
A little bit of sad news today. Let's bring that up too. I saw Rick Derringer. That's not Rick Derringer.
That was. There he is.
Rick Derringer has passed away. The producer of the original wrestling album, the Real American Song, which is like one of the most famous theme songs in wrestling history, has left us to go home. And sad. R.I.P. Rick Derringer.
Yeah, he also wrote Demolition's theme.
Yeah, former you husband know, of Cyndi Lauper.
I did not know that. I did know that.
You probably knew that.
I watch enough Behind the Music VH1. Okay. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So
man, but yeah, it's crazy that so there's such a gem for early wrestling theme songs. I mean, originators basically, right?
Demolition, one of my favorite theme songs ever. I'll throw it on in my car still. I'll listen to the whole original wrestling album in my car still every once in a while for the nostalgia with Land of a Thousand Dances and Captain Lou. And
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so
wild, man.
Rick Derringer, somebody who I would say is really helped set the bar for wrestlers' themes and custom music. yeah. wrestling theme. So
I 100% agree, man. It's crazy. Here comes the axe. Here comes the smash. There goes the Rick.
Also, he had a big hit, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Mean Gene covered that on his second wrestling album. So what a
crazy. What a loss.
Yeah, really is. Very, very.
Our thoughts to the family.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So go throw on Demolition or Real American and remember Rick Derringer today. So
yeah, a good reason to listen to Real American these days.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, yeah, that's true. well, you can find us all over social media. We are at Official Fig Guys, Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, wherever. I don't even know if I'm missing any other social media platforms, but we're on all of them. We just had our reel on TikTok about the AEW caused a lot of controversy about the flashback set. Like we got over 60,000 views just on me and Mike talking about that. And like very, very heavily discussed in the comments too, people responding to it. A lot of people saying they agree with us. A lot of people saying it only been around 6 years. That was for history. 6 years is enough to create a flashback set from 5 years ago. Wrestling figure fans just want to complain. Like I don't get, not all of them, but there's just that certain group that is not happy unless they're complaining. So
wait, does that mean I can do a pyramid Mike Belcaster flashback figure?
There you go. So
the Fig Guys archives.
and again, if you would rather, you could also listen to us as a podcast.
Yes. So everywhere you get your beautiful podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple.
Yeah.
Just search us. Look it up.
Search the Fig Guys and we're going to come up. There's not many Fig Guys on there.
You can unlock a very, very special high five from me and Tom if you give us a review. Write us an awesome review. Give us a star. Give us a couple stars.
Give us 5 stars.
Be Dave Meltzer.
Don't do that.
Well, no, we could get 6 stars.
Oh.
I'll take an extra star.
They only promise 5 on there. You can't get more than 5. Even though we probably deserve 5.5. Berks. At least some days. So check that out. And guys, we're brought to you by Ringside Collectibles. Our friends over at Ringside Collectibles. When you're done listening to this episode today or watching us today, whatever you're doing, head on over to WrestlingFigures.com. Place yourself a nice order. And when you go to check out, make sure you use the code FIGGUYS. That's it. Boom. 7 letters.
That's you can't miss it now. Look how great and crispy that new Fig Guys.
It warms my heart seeing that because it's so WWF.
That was a complete surprise. That was
100%.
I love that.
That was so Nick saying, "Hey, look what I did," and I'm like, "Oh my god!" Perfect. Again, I love that. Fig God giving us like 10 stars or
all 12 stars
in the chat. We got all the stars.
You're an all star. Get your game on. Let's play.
Do you Smash Mouth now?
Maybe. What's left?
Wait, did the lead singer of that die? He died, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, how terrible was that? He was the
alcoholism.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
See, don't Shrek and drink people.
Don't Shrek and drink people. Well, you know the song he did from Shrek was actually original. It was an original Monkey song, but do you know who wrote that song?
Not Rick Derringer.
Not Rick Derringer. I can't. What song was it?
Believer.
I'm a Believer by the Monkees. Yeah. You don't know who wrote that song?
Not off the top of my head.
I'm going to blow you away right now.
Blow me away.
Neil Diamond.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's a Neil Diamond. I don't think he ever recorded it, but the Monkees somehow got a hold of it and they recorded it.
Buddy. You
know, I'm a Believer too, so.
I'm a Believer. I love that song. Oh, I used to love the Monkees when I was younger.
Did you watch the show?
Yeah, of course. I think that's where I picked up with it all. It was, hell yeah.
It was definitely a fun show.
Yeah. Actually, I was crushed to find out that they were like a stage band.
Dude, exactly. I was going to say they were like reality show band before reality shows because somebody just, that's how the show was made. They just hired for those 4 guys and put them together. They weren't a band before that. How crazy.
Lion Bastards.
Oh, man, I'd love to do them. Hey, listen, I mean, we keep talking about doing episodes about other stuff. I keep debating if we should just like start a regular The Guys podcast or something where we just chit chat about life and all the fun shit.
We could be all the guys.
All the guys. So.
All the guys. Maybe not a good title for a podcast.
I saw the Monkees at Great Adventure, and Weird Al Yankovic opened up for them. I think I've seen the Monkees in concert a few times.
That sounds alarmingly familiar. So we used to go to the Six Flags concerts all the time.
Yeah, I was at Six Flags when I went to see them at Great Adventure. Now Great Adventure's closing this year. I might have seen
the Monkees and Weird Al at Six Flags.
That's hysterical. Did they do a whole tour of that? Wow.
They had to have. Oh, wow. Now that you mention it, it sounds super familiar, and you might have just unlocked part of my childhood trauma.
Oh, no.
All good vibes.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But what do you say? We got a little bit of news. Guys, the news is dry for our one-year anniversary. It is. But, you know, I guess we're in between WrestleMania and Comic-Con, so we'll be getting a whole bunch of more drops come Comic-Con very soon.
Yeah.
But, we have a updated bumper for the news.
We have updated bumpers for everything. Let's rock and roll.
Let's go. Wait, was that the old one?
Play it again? No, don't play it again. I was looking down.
I feel like, no, it says new, so it has to be the new one.
Yeah, it has new pictures.
Who was on it last year? Oh, Moxley.
Yeah, we had Moxley, and then we had Kane, okay. Paul Bearer.
Okay, it's that Stone Cold and, like, the Gun Club, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Switching it up.
Yeah, so, let me...
keeping it fresh to death.
I love it. Like I absolutely love it. Mike's been
as the kids used to say.
Working on all the bumpers and a new opening. How awesome was the new opening, guys?
I love bumping, man.
So
Triple H was good. I had the right vocals there for a minute.
Yeah.
Had to get Steph on the phone.
Yeah. Did you teach you how to spit the water yet?
So. I did. I could spit the water.
All right. Let's go to the news. Who the news is brought to us.
Well, guys, the news is brought to you by Figures Toy Company. If you're looking for any awesome accessories for your action figure arena madness, is what I like to call it, because it's always in building, it's always being changed, it's always being nuts. But I mean, they have everything from tables, ladders, and chairs, oh my, to even the fans and all the above. It's the best, man. So guys, head on over to Figures Toy Company. Don't forget to use code OfficialFig, guys, to check out. Save yourself that fine 10%. I got to do another order now, too.
Like, let's get to the news, and we can talk about real quick before we even start the news. They now have fans. They're selling action figures of fans. So, when Goldberg and you guys are doing your photos and you need fans, you could actually don't have to use wrestlers anymore, other wrestling figures, and try and hide them. You could just go and use, and they have accessories coming with foam fingers and popcorn and all
that.
Yeah,
you need it.
Go absolutely to need Figure it. Toy Company and order some of these. They're so cool. I should have pulled some pictures. We'll do that for next week. Remind me.
Yeah.
I'll do that for next week.
I'm so down.
All right. Now
I know what you're really super excited for. And that's this news right now, because we got the beautiful June drop, as Matt Cardona teased a few weeks ago on Fig Guys. Dude, it's crazy. This is a hell of a set. And I know Don the Bomb Smith is somewhere. I don't think he's okay, but we're getting a lady.
And he never answered, so I think he kind of just imploded.
He might have. I wrote him back, too. I know he was super excited. But we got Lanny Poffo. We got Shotzi. We got Sean Mooney. And, of course, my favorite here, Coco Beware with Frankie. Coco.
Yeah. I have the original Frankie Bird from the LJN still. A lot of people lost their accessories. Not this guy.
Not that guy.
I kind of figured when he said somebody who already had an LJN, it was going to be Coco Beware. I did not guess any of these other three. When he said somebody who's recently been released, I was thinking Paul Ellering. Like, to go with our Road Warriors. But we got Shotzi, which is kind of interesting. Ooh. And I'm going to get it because it's cool. But, like, interesting. I never expected Shotzi. And I don't mind it. I don't need it. But I'm going to support it. And you know what? I think she's so talented. She's going to land on her feet somewhere. And I think she'll be good.
I take Dotsie might be the coolest one that they showed off here.
Dude, it's very toyetic. Boy-wise. There's no arguing that, right?
Oh, crazy looking. Dude, absolutely crazy looking.
We mentioned Don the Bomb Smith. Look at leaping Lanny Poffo as the genius.
In all his glory.
Listen, I don't know if the robe is like molded on or is like, I would like a Lanny Poffa where the robe can actually come off as well, but
that would be wild.
Yeah, but I think it's molded on. It looks so cool. I wonder if the hat's on.
I'm here for it to be molded on. I think it looks better molded on for the big rubber guy size. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, I'm a fan of molded,
but then
big rubber guy folded through.
Then I hope we get a leap in Lanny Poffa one day without the genius gear as well.
Well, the good news is, you know, he signed.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
there's no stopping Collect Major when it comes to big rubber guys. Okay,
no, but then again, like Sean Mooney. I wasn't expecting Sean Mooney ever.
Awesome looking too. Love the pose. Like it's iconic. Absolutely iconic. So good. I think this is a knockout set for big rubber guys.
I remember one day after Sean Mooney was gone from WWE, I had the local news on, like the WOR Channel 9 news. And all of a sudden he was the anchor on that news. I was like, oh my God, it's Sean Mooney.
So, you're like, I love this news station.
Exactly.
It's the best. Super cool though. Well, yeah.
Dan says only the clipboard is removable. I haven't had a chance to listen to the major pod this week, and I'm sure they talked about it.
Dude, that's still pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
TiVo67
says, without a perfect, I don't need genius. What a preferred Leap and Lanny with Frisbee accessory. I think I agree with you, but I'll take both. And listen, the genius wasn't always with Mr. Perfect. He had his own run. Didn't he fight Hulk Hogan on Saturday night's main event?
He absolutely did.
So...
I'm here for
it. Are you hearing feedback in your ears at all, or is it just me?
I think it's just you.
Okay, because sometimes I feel like I hear a voice when you're not talking, and I guess it's myself.
Well, there was a problem with Randy Orton a couple times where that happened to him.
I hear voices in his head?
Yeah.
You're saying I'm going crazy? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they talk to him. He understands.
What they said. again, so these go on sale June 1st at collectmajor.com.
Oh, it's next week.
I'm so excited. It is next week. What's today?
It's this weekend.
27th, 20. Yeah, so it's like Sunday or Saturday.
Sunday. Go over to collectmajor.com and pick up Big Rubber's Guys series. What are we at?
I don't even know what series anymore.
Series Infinity.
I stopped counting. Just send me all the Big Rubber Guys and gals. Like, she needs to be a Big Rubber gal. She's not a guy.
Somebody posted on the Major Pod page and said it should be like spray painted out. That was a great idea.
Yeah, like NWO style.
Yeah. Dude, that's such a good figure, though. So awesome. I'm here for it. I love it. So many good characters.
These aren't the final renders, but how cool. I'm so excited.
Dude, that gear for Coco Beware is phenomenal. Yeah. Looks great. Very, very bright. And what you would expect, too. Shotzi in all her glory. This is a solid Big Rubber Guy set.
I also believe, didn't Hogan also fight Lanny Poffo on her Saturday night's main event? I'm pretty sure he did.
He did.
So, yeah.
No, he was with Perfect.
He was, but he also fought him on his own. I got to hit up the old Google.
No, but what's it called? Mr. Perfect was in his corner.
Hulk Hogan versus the Genius. Saturday.
He was chewing gum.
He is chewing gum.
That's what he did.
Oh, yeah. 1989. That happened then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic match.
Because didn't the Genius win by countout? Of course he did.
Yeah.
My wrestling history, especially the 80s history. It's like you could ask me anything from the 80s and I remember it, but you ask me something that happened like 15 years ago and I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Even though I watched that. Stuff that you watch as a kid is just enshrined in your head for some reason.
Listen, I watched all the Saturday Night Main Events recently, and I have still foggy brain on half of
them. I would love to go back and watch them all. Sounds like something you can do on a podcast.
They're fun. It would be a great idea, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move up to the next part of the news.
Let's do it, because it's la.
Why?
La Toonie. Check out the Tarzan. I'm calling it Tarzan. Tarzan Macho Man. Yeah. When he's not swinging from vines, he's whining and dining. this is awesome. Dropping June 20th for pre-order, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Latuni.com, limited to 200. The Thunder from Down Under. Yeah.
I have a problem with Latuni for some reason, and I don't know why. Is it just because they pretty much stole the molds from LJN and is really, other than moving his hand, like, and this is so rare. So one of 200, like, And this was from a Saturday Night's Main Event episode, I believe, when he was dressed like this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I saw these in person at WrestleCon. Big rubber guys are my go-to LJN throwbacks. Like, it looks fine. And I'm a big macho collector. I just can't get behind this line. I don't know why. I don't know.
And Ed, do you think Latuni has 200 people pre-ordering a Macho Man like this?
I hope so, for their sake.
I hope so, too. I'm just saying, it's probably not. It's limited, but limited in what sense?
Yeah, about 200.
No, but like, how many collectors are aware of Latuni?
I guess if you're an LJN collector, I know Fig Vault, Joey Figs will buy them. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's Macho Man.
Yeah, but I buy everything Macho Man too, but I just cannot get behind Latuni for some reason. I don't know why. Again, I feel like their molds are stolen.
You know what it is? There's so much good stuff out there right now. Not knocking Latuni, but they're part of it. This is cool. Yeah,
I'm not going to knock them. Like, there's got to be a market for it. They wouldn't keep making them if there wasn't, right?
I think I think wrestling figure market is severely oversaturated. If that makes sense. Not that I hate it. It's like if every company was making turtles and then, Zombie was making turtles. And like,
here's my question. Is it really oversaturated because all these indie toy lines seem to be moving forward?
Oh, yeah. But that's what I mean. Not in a bad way.
Yeah, but if you would think some of them would have like folded up shop and went home and not survived. But
yeah, if this was limited to 500, I'd be like, this is insane.
Yeah.
that's what I mean. So I mean, they're filling in the gaps. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're doing the good too. It's just that like there's so many companies making it. How many people are actually aware that Latuni exists?
Well, again, you know what I mean? Like the big rubber guys in the beginning, they sold on a secondary market for so much. And now they kind of don't sell as well on a secondary market because I think everybody knows about them. So everybody's pre-ordering.
Yeah.
So, but those original Demolition went like crazy on the secondary market.
Of course. That
was the first set. So, and some of the other ones did too. But I don't know. I love the big rubber guys. I don't need another. Especially the same guy.
You have to pick and choose your battles.
Like, say they had somebody, like, say they did the Genius and Big Rubber Guys didn't, I would have more of a need to get that one.
Yeah.
But I've got a couple of Macho Man already from Big Rubber Guys. I don't need this one.
No.
So, and it's more Macho Man, though. Because I'm buying too much. Like, you know, I need to keep money in my pocket. And when four more Big Rubber Guys coming out in June, that's another $200. I'm not complaining because I will buy every Big Rubber Guy. I don't care.
Yeah. Like,
they're that good. But I just...
They're worth it.
But I mean, there is a market for it. So obviously, I wouldn't keep making them.
It's just crazy.
At WrestleCon, and they seem nice. So.
Well, wrestling fans are one of the most lucrative fan bases out there. Because every time I show up at a show, I'm like, where do these people get all this money to just spend?
Dude.
it's insane.
I hear so many people complaining about the prices of WWE tickets now. And it's like, well, if people weren't paying it, the prices wouldn't stay that high.
Yeah. So, ooh, I agree with Tito on that one. If this Macho Man would be cooler, if Liz as Jane was also available, you need it.
That would have made me want to buy it. Thank you, Wrestling Hound, for the 1 year.
Yeah.
So many people in the chat today. We thank you all for spending our 1 year anniversary show. Mike, what'd you get me for a 1 year anniversary?
I got some leftover confetti.
Oh, see, I got the box that Jeff Hardy came in.
Whoa!
I think that was Jeff Hardy. Yeah, it had to be Jeff Hardy.
you can have him draw some art on it.
I can have what on it?
You can have him draw some art on it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I saw he signed one of these already, and it was like the first
canvas.
One.
He signed it for John from Ringside.
Oh, is that who it was for?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
The Major Pod posted it. It was great.
Oh, good for John.
Yeah, cool. Good for John, man.
We love John.
That's got to be probably the coolest thing about being the Ringside Collectibles guy.
That is true.
Yeah.
Listen, he's so good. Great, great guy. We love John here. We love Ringside, and we give them lots of money. So
all the money.
Speaking of Ringside, Mike.
Ooh.
Roundup. Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. I hear voices again. You didn't hear anything?
No.
Wow, so weird. Head on over to WrestlingFigures.com, place yourself an order, and when you're done, use code FIGUY, save yourself 10% on your checkout.
It's just voices saying, buy stuff.
I don't need more of those voices, all right?
Just pre-order it.
Pre-order everything. There's so much I'm behind on Ringside right now. Thank you, Nick. We do appreciate all you guys, and we've grown over the year. Somebody's looking for Magic. I think it's his dad.
Hey.
Magic has a welcome invitation to our show.
And, always.
He knows that.
And appreciate you.
He's our buddy. He's one of the good guys. Ringside Roundup.
See, we were talking too long. My phone was on. Watuti coming to ring. No, they're not coming to ringside.
There we go.
Coming in soon. Bro, first off, we got Memorial Day sale still going on. Feel the memorial. Memorialize your collection and buy some figures. Use code FIGUY. You save that 10% on top of all your awesome, awesome stuff.
The sale is still going on now, but you better hurry up because Memorial Day is over. So the sale's probably ending very soon.
Look into CM Punk's eyes.
What do you see?
Use code FIGUY.
Ooh.
And we will save you plenty. Look how serious he is. He wants you to go to Ringside Collectibles.
All right, I will. I really am debating on ordering another Ultimate Edition CM Punk from the Money in the Bank to
see. I'm gonna wait for round two of the peak
one. Because here's my guessing. I'm guessing maybe the joints are a little better on this one since they fixed those issues.
Yeah. So we'll CM Punk straight edge though. He doesn't like joints.
Not those kind of joints.
Oh, gotcha.
Exactly.
That was good. Speaking of hot joints, we got Ringside Collectibles coming in soon. WWE Elite 118. This is the ultimate Timu Bloodline set, if you will. so good. We got Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Tonga Lawa, Sola Sokoa, and Nia Jax. And again, I don't think we can say this enough every time we see this Nia Jax. Immaculate.
Dude, it's such a good figure. Like, it makes me want to buy it. And I'm not a Nia Jax fan. Although, I'll give her credit. She's improved since her return to WWE. So, I feel like she worked harder. But yeah, I'm not the biggest Nia Jax fan. But I already pre-ordered the rest of these. I've got Jacob Fatu coming. I've got Tonga Loa. I've got Tama Tonga. And I've got suited Solo Sikoa.
I need Nia Jax just to throw some tables.
There you go.
So, that works.
Yeah, this will be in stock soon, guys. So go place your order. Get it when they get it in. I don't even know if it's on back order. It might be on back order. Jacob Fatu's got to be on back order.
Nia Jax was on back order.
Oh, she is?
She definitely was.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know if she still is, but she was.
Gotcha. So go play.
People get it. You guys get it. But don't save some money for this beautiful set because we got the WWE Survivor Series Elites. Cody Rhodes, JD McDonagh, 1, 2, 3, Kid, Bret the Hitman Hart, and of course, the build, Nick Aldis. This is a phenomenal set.
It is. I need to still order this one. I have a list of things I still need to order.
I got to get this bread. I got an Owen Hart head ready to roll.
There you go.
It's perfect.
And again, first JD McDonagh figure. And Nick Aldis.
This is his first?
I believe so.
First.
He might have had
gimmick?
A basic or a main event. I don't think he's had one before, has he?
It leaves to me.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think he's had one before. I could be wrong. Has he had an Elite? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't think
so. But not this good.
No, this one looks
good.
Not
this clean.
Head on over to Ringside. You can pre-order this because this should be coming in soon as well.
I love it. A great set. Absolute great set. And, of course, this is a great set, too, because we're opening up that vault. WWE From the Vault Ringside Exclusive Series 5. I thought we were at 6 already, but we're rocking well in this. I got to pre-order still because we need those referees. But we got Hornswoggle in his awesome DX gear. rocking this boogeyman John Cena prototype. It was a great John Cena, great boogeyman too. And of course, the one and only John Cone with the Chase John Cone in SmackDown gear.
Which one are you going to get, Mike?
I got to get both.
You're going to get both John Cones?
We got to.
All right.
I gotta have SmackDown. I gotta have Raw, right?
Thank you to TiVo67. JD McDonough was in Elite 112, so you were right, Mike.
Well, see, I thought he had won.
Yeah, was that from his time in NXT though? Had to be pre Judgment Day, I would think.
It was definitely pre Judgment Day, but I just seen it not too long ago.
Okay,
and it was like, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, I did not know, or I forgot one or the other.
You so, probably listen, have it.
I probably don't have it. I'm so picky with elites now. Yeah. And another Wrestle on Hand saying he's 90% sure this is his first figure, but I think TiVo is probably right if he says.
I remember. I think he had it was like the Bo Dallas type of league. It was very basic.
Yeah,
but it was still JD McDonough.
Yeah, and again, did you know Nick Aldis is younger than John Cena?
That's crazy. Yeah, this is the first time in the line Nick Aldis as well.
100%.
Crazy.
So again, I need to order these defining moments. I need everything that, well, I already ordered the Elite 118, but I need both of these sets. I need
two Nick Aldis's so we could do Cody versus Aldis.
Ooh. There you go. So you need to
my brain's kicking in. It's working.
The brain is kicking in. So guys,
the brain, the mind.
Ringside Collectibles right now and place that order because these figures will be in stock soon. And you don't want to be doing what I do when I don't pre-order something, crying when I see people start posting pictures of what they got and I didn't order it.
So, it's the worst.
Oh, nothing, my God. The FOMO beats, is real.
Nothing beats, or nothing, nothing is worse than being pre-order two.
Oh, my gosh.
It breaks my heart every time.
That kills me. That really
happens.
Kills me. It does.
But
it's
not fun. Not fun at all.
We had a crazy weekend of wrestling this weekend, so we have a jam-packed edition of Paper Figs. Paper Figs. There we go.
Hey, we can see him now.
We could, well, let's go back. We're going to start with Saturday night's main event on Saturday. And I don't think there's a wrestling figure fan alive that saw R-Truth come out like this and said, I need that figure. We need this figure.
We do. We need Ron Cena. It's perfect. It's so good. And I mean, they could easily probably pull this off shorter than it would take for, you know, a debut figure because they have the stuff. All they got to do is make a new shirt.
Yeah.
We got the wristbands. We got last time is now Cena. Everything else is good. Let's
and we
do
just
it.
Got that R-Truth from Judgment Day figure. So the parts are there. Let's go. What are we
this
waiting
is perfect.
For?
This is the ultimate mashup. Need it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought this was so fun to see when he came out like that.
Yeah, so, it's cool.
Yeah,
I love R-Truth, man.
Who doesn't? The guy's a national treasure. He's so good.
John Cena does love him.
Well, that's John Cena's problem. One day John Cena will come back to us and realize the errors of his ways.
R-Truth better not forgive him.
Let's
get a sick little Jimmy on him.
He'll be the happiest guy alive when that happens. So as well, okay, who's next? We have, this Jey Uso is so cool and different. Give me this.
One word, five letters, elite.
I like that, but no, I like this. This is a different look for him. Kind of has a Shawn Michaels look to it, right?
Dude, you know what? He's been rocking the gold glasses since WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I like the gold glasses better. The blue look great. Don't
the
get
blue
me wrong.
Cheap. These don't look as cheap for some reason. Because
he's made a vet change. So now
that is true. So
yeah.
Look at the little sign here. So yeah, get us this Jey Uso figure. Come on. I mean,
I know
he's popular right now. Yeah. I'm still waiting for a Saturday night's main event line to come out. Let's go, Mattel. Let's go.
I can only imagine the packaging.
You can mix it. I know. That's what would be amazing. You can mix it. Like, mix in this with, like, an old figure. Do four a set or something. Like the Survivor
Series
set.
I would love build a figure Saturday night's main event line.
Ooh, give me an Build-A-Figure Uncle Elmer.
Ooh, dude, you could throw so many good names in there.
Oh, you definitely
could. We could get everybody from the Safari. Like,
oh, there you go. You had the Halloween episodes where people would dress up. You throw one of them in there. Like that Macho Man that we just looked at from Latuni. Give me that in a Mattel.
So much goofy shit you can throw.
100%.
I love it. Give us that all day long.
So, all right, let's see what's next. Oh, Cody with the jacket to give us a different style Cody figure.
We haven't got Nightmare Family tracksuit Cody yet.
Right. Like, how do we not have that yet?
Yeah.
So
that's a good call. Preferably throw him in give him an elite like this.
I thought Saturday night's main event. I thought since the reboot happened, the one I went to, I thought this was the best episode yet because they actually forwarded some storylines and made things happen. The other ones kind of felt like glorified house shows. Like,
I think it was because it was coming back.
Yeah, but like, I guess back in the day, Saturday night's main event was to like progress stories, building to pay-per-views. But now with Raw and SmackDown every week, and like they don't need that as much. But they actually made it matter this time. And again, the first one.
What?
Voices again. But the first one, like they had that great angle with Kevin Owens when it went off the air, and that made no sense to me. That should have ended it to make people want to tune into Raw to see what happened. That was a terrible, terrible call.
Yeah.
But we definitely got stories. We got a match lined up for Money in a Bank with Cody and Jey Uso going against John Cena and Logan Paul.
No, Logan Paul.
Why? I mean,
no, I'm joking.
He's done so well. Like, I feel like he
was great on Saturday's main event.
I feel like he has outgrown the celebrity wrestler thing now that he's just a part of the roster.
I don't know. I never wasn't a fan. Like, I didn't watch his YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, me either.
So it's not like it's something that I'm like, oh, no, he's a YouTuber.
Right.
As far as I know, he was just some guy that was on YouTube that transitioned to the wrestling and did really good.
Right. Exactly. He's more than just a celebrity wrestling at this point. And you got all these friggin' people in AEW criticizing shit and like, oh, you're going to have Mr. Bean versus whoever at WrestleMania. Shut up when your biggest guy, guy in your company is the Costco guy. Like,
hey,
let's get some of your wrestlers over like that.
That take deserves 5 booms. Boom. No.
So it's like, I get what you're saying. Aren't doing the same thing. Come on, like, just stop. And listen, I'm not throwing shade at them because I love both companies, but like, just shut up.
I'm a Shaq.
Shut up. That's it. And listen, I'll put that as a reel, and you let me know what you think below in the comments.
Well, Cody, would you miss Shaq? I'm a Shaq.
I mean, listen, we never got the Shaq Big Show match, and I think it's too late now. It'll be a geriatrics match.
One day we gotta book the Forgotten Matches WrestleMania. So it'd be like Sting versus Taker.
That's a great idea.
Everything that we were promised that could have happened now is never gonna happen.
Wow, would we also put a Hogan Flair on that card?
No, absolutely. Even though they did wrestle in WCW,
right? I mean, several times in WWF, but never out of pay per view. Like, never out of WrestleMania.
Not for the title,
right? They wrestled at MSG. They had like a series of three matches at MSG for the title.
What a dumb idea that was.
What's up, Pedro?
Yumi Toys.
That's it. All right. Let's see. Who else? I think we're moving on to Yumi NXT. Toys. And it is going to be,
I haven't watched NXT yet. I wasn't.
Oh, I loved it. How come I can't get it to go to the next slide? There we go. Sal, Ruker, and Zarya.
Zarya.
If this is not toyetic, I don't know what is. Like, this is perfect. Perfect. Zarya doesn't have a figure yet.
Is that the NXT women's title?
That is, I think it's the North American women's title. That's what it is.
I didn't know they had a North American women's title.
Yeah. The Ricky Starks.
It looks great.
Yeah. So I would like these as figures. So
I would like that title.
And I texted you this. She did such an unbelievable move off the top rope, a backwards 360 that landed onto
an RKO.
Yeah. Crazy.
That was crazy. That was fancy.
It was. I loved it. I popped for that. I wasn't expecting that.
Inside out.
Yeah.
Cutter.
We got Tommy T-Dog Lindell. Hello, guys. I'm new to the channel, and I am a girl. I was named after my dad. Well, you guys share the same name as me, and welcome to the
chat. She's a fig girl.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're the fig guys, and you're a fig gal, so welcome to the show.
She just shotsied our logo and typed in fig gal.
Thank you for joining us, Tommy. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, dude, so that was a great cutter.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was a great pay-per-view by NXT. I got to admit, like, I watched it after it went off the air. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a banging, like, a nice 5-match card.
Nice Rita.
Yeah. And now, the TNA title is the only title to be involved in WWE and AEW. How crazy is that?
It's the forbidden strap.
Dude, that's so cool. They should really start calling it that.
Dude, wild. Poor Joe Henry.
Yeah.
I love the social media outpour too, where they're like, "You failed us, Joe. Yeah. What's wrong with you? If it was me, I would have been able to do it." Like,
I feel like I have to watch TNA now to see where this goes.
Dude, I love TNA. It's just I don't know. Like, I always forget it's on. Not a bad way. I do that with everything, but I always forget TNA's on. I'm like, yeah, damn.
I record it on my DVR, but I never go and watch it.
It's a Thursday show.
Yeah. Tommy says, "I love pro wrestling. My all-time favorite was John Cena, but I'm still mad at him." She sounds like my wife.
I'm still mad at him too. He broke up with me.
YouTube does need TNA replays. I agree with that.
TNA should just be all socials.
I mean, what are they on Access still? They need to be on a better channel. Like, let's get them on Peacock. Come on,
WWE. We need better Access too.
Yeah, let's see what you do. So we have one other pick for paper figs from the NXT show, and Jordynne Grace.
Yes,
I think this is a great look for her. I would like this to be her first WWE action figure.
The transformation she has gone through over the last couple of years is insane.
Yeah,
so to just be watching it since, you know, I was a big fan of her when she was working GCW and stuff. Seeing her move in the year, she was all over the indies, man. I mean, she was killing it. But like seeing her move in the TNA, yeah. And then now, like, this is insane. She looks fantastic, though. Great gear, awesome stuff. So glad to see her in WWE now.
Yeah, she's a brick house, man. She put on a banger with Stephanie Vaquer. Stephanie Vaquer, so good. Oh, I love
her. She's a brick.
House.
I haven't heard that in years.
Well, she had a match at R Pro when she was 16. Wow.
Oh, did she? I have it on DVD and I worked it. So,
boom. Really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Three muscles. Damn. I have to check that out. Muscles, I got to go through my archive. That was my first wrestling company I worked with.
You got to let me know if you have it.
I'm sure I do. I probably got her scribble somewhere
too. Oh, really? That's cool.
We're
going to move on to Double or Nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. So I picture this much like the Shop AEW Eddie Kingston exclusive. We got this. This would be perfect. So blood good. Give guts. Him a little pair of scissors. Yeah. We need to do Blood and Guts, man.
Yeah, we haven't had one in a while, have we?
Yeah, we haven't had a good one in a while. This would be perfect for it, though. What? This match was insane. All over the place. The pay-per-view, again, we've talked about this constantly. This one had a little bit story put into it, but I'm just watching matches.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great wrestling. Listen, nothing to complain about. Well, worth
the $50. Say that time and time, but I was so happy last year, and we texted this. All In actually progressed stories last year and had moments. I feel like all their other pay-per-views lack that. It's like, come on, let's get just some story movement other than just great wrestling. So.
But I will say, Anarchy in the Arena this year was worth the $50 of admission on its own. And then this was absolutely up there. It was a great show. Hangman and Offspring, they had a killer main event. Then Hangman was crying.
Hey. What was I going to say? Pedro, hit us up on our DMs. Go to or email us, Pedro, at Contact at official Fig Guys.
Go to thefigguys.com for all of our info. We have a stream. Who's got a stream?
Wrestling Roundup by T-Dog. That's cool. We got to check that out. Guys, go check out our stream. Yeah. Plug it. Tell us how we can find you. Yeah. Hey, we got Goldberg in the chat. Happy anniversary, fellas. Sorry, I'm fashionably late.
Hey,
we wouldn't have it any other way, Goldberg. Thank you for showing up. Thank you, Goldberg, for all your support in the first year as well.
Yeah.
So, a friend of the show. I can't wait to have him on again. We're going to definitely start doing more episodes in year two, more bonus episodes. So, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Forgot matches. Telling you. But this would be cool. Old fat guy, he's holding a pair of scissors. This match only happened because the crowd started chanting, "You are bald."
Oh, really?
For real, that this whole thing.
I didn't know that.
Was goofy. He had a cool spot where he put Ricochet in a headlock, and then he pulled out Windex, and he sprayed the top of his head and wiped it.
Oh, wow.
And then he punched him so he could see the top of his dome.
Oh,
really? It was a funny spot. Great shit. Great show. I love it.
I have the show ready to watch. I didn't get to watch it yet. I'll watch it by tomorrow.
And I'm with Joe on that. Tony Storm and Mariah May should definitely be in there.
100%. Get that.
That was the best women's match in AEW. Throw the fire at it.
Back to the original Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
I miss
our AEW.
I know. I agree.
I was just thinking about Britt the other day. She hasn't been on TV in forever, man.
It's time for her to come back on TV. All right, what do we got next? Who's our next paper figs?
Oh, yes. So, amazing Predator cosplay. Looks great. Here's my problem with this, Tom. Is Jazzwares going to have the license for Predator? Are we ever going to see this in figure form?
Probably not.
Could we, though? Yes.
We'd love 100%. It in figure form.
Yeah.
Well,
this
I mean,
cool.
Can you always use your Triple H WrestleMania one and like put it on Swerve and
not the same, damn it. very awesome gear, though. I loved it, man.
Absolutely. It looks cool. Tommy, send us a message to our Instagram, our email as well.
Everybody email us.
Yeah, and let us know where you stream. I hope you're feeling better. She just said you get an email. Had a hospital stay.
Well, nobody likes hospital stays.
No, that's never fun.
No.
So, and last but not least.
They could do everything but the mask. I'm rocking here. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, it's cool, but maybe you can kind of, I don't know, maybe they can make the mask so that it doesn't look like it was a ripoff. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like the Casey Jones Cody from the Turtle sets.
Oh, there you go. It does. Yeah,
you can just make a custom.
So it's a really cool entrance, like you said, but we'll probably never, ever see it.
Yeah.
We have a unbox with us.
Woo!
Why can I never find?
I moved them around a little bit, so they're probably throwing you off because I wanted to rearrange them.
And even before you move them around, I can never find them. So it's not you; it's the me thing.
Well,
let's unbox. All right, Mike, show us your box.
Whoa. You show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Your box is empty today. Whoa, yeah. You didn't take the ladder.
I did not buy anything this week. I cannot believe it. I did not get one new figure in a whole week. I feel like I'm going through withdrawals.
You were saving up for a good time.
I'm saving up.
I'm a bad influence here. I got a bunch of mock stuff. I got my Toys R Us bag on the floor. But this week's Unbox With Us is brought to us by Pro Wrestling Tees with this month's Pro Wrestling Crate. If you're not subscribed to the Pro Wrestling Crate, the AEW Crate, they're great crates. Crates are great. And they're fun, man. This one is awesome. I know old fat guy's going to super, super pop for it. But check it out. I mean, we're not going to do the spoiler card. We're going to David Letterman that. Don't you love David Letterman?
We do not have a Discord. We don't have a Facebook group yet, but you never know.
Or a Facebook.
Hey.
Hey, that's France's Facebook. Facebook. That's funny sometimes.
That's funny. That is funny.
Check it out. Nice tribute to the late and great Sabu.
Oh,
and
wow.
Mixed with RVD. This is probably my favorite shirt I have gotten from.
That's really cool.
The crates. This is great.
I love it.
I've been holding out on this crate for a couple of days too. So it's just been like, I've been wanting to wear the Sabu shirt and RVD shirt going right out there. But
that
we go from
really cool.
This is the tag team pack, by the way, just so everybody is aware. So everything is tag team themed.
Oh, okay.
Including
the Hardys
forever.
Where'd Nick Storm go?
Since 1992. He's down under. He's rock and roll.
He made it back to Australia somehow.
We got this awesome. Ooh, I haven't had to fix my focus all show. Crazy that. We got the Los Guerreros pin.
Oh.
Pinning ain't easy.
They do such a great job with the stuff in these boxes. I really do.
They do. I do. I don't know what to do with the pins. There's so many.
You need to get a pin board.
I gotta make a weapon out of them. That's what I gotta do. Oh, I know you'll be very happy with this because we got the Natural Disaster in air freshener form. How cool is that?
Smell like BO? Like, I would think it would, like...
Well, one smells like an earthquake and the other one smells like a typhoon.
Oh. Listen,
I
just
realized...
I don't know
what that smells like, but...
Oh, she loves Pat McAfee, too. Who doesn't love Pat McAfee?
I love Pat McAfee.
I just realized we didn't show... Old Fat Guy, our new image.
Oh, throw it up there while
I'm
digging.
Real quick.
Please.
Where is it?
I may have possibly.
That's not it. Oh, where did it? There we go.
Yeah.
Look at this, the Old Fat Guy. How cool is that?
I look like I'm about to sell you like a scooter or something in Russian.
This is amazing. I could just stare at this all day. I need to get myself.
Yo,
like,
Tom. I'm going to start talking like this. I'm cool. Mike the Mind.
You're like from the poker movie. Pay the man his money. Oh,
yeah, pay the man his money.
What movie was that? Rounders. You ever see Rounders?
No.
Oh, you should check it out. You would like it.
I am Rounder. Yeah. So no, thank you. That not only do we got the Natural Disasters. Ooh,
we could.
I think that's a great idea. We should probably do that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
I
well,
like
get some meet up.
Do like Christopher Walken. I like the way you think, Matthew. It was so good.
What else we got?
Oh yeah. It's with Truth Magnum, baby.
Oh, Truth, what is
the
that
Truth
say?
Runners. The Outrunners.
Oh, the Outrunners.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Truth Turbo.
Cool.
Yeet. These are my Timu Yeet classes. I couldn't think of, I don't know why I couldn't think of the Outrunners.
So.
Yeah, Truth Runners. Turbo Runners. The Outrunners. These are cool. They summer classes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gimmicky. I'm okay with some gimmicks. Before I do the Brawlers, we'll leave those last. Usually we leave the autographs last.
Oh,
but
yeah. We definitely need to get a shirt of that made. We need to get our Pro Wrestling Tees shop.
We got a lot lot to do this year.
We do.
But let's see if I got this in order. Yes, this one's awesome. Tom.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Yeah, I like the it's kind of faded, so it's got like the old school
classic look, vintage
look to
look.
It. Yeah, very, very
that's
nice.
Cool. That's cool.
That was a bonus. But then we got this I'm super happy about because I've met them several times and never got to get their autographs.
Oh,
we got Johnny Hungry, Alex Reynolds. Maybe the Meat Men, the Beaver Boys. I don't know if there is the more Dark Order.
Johnny Hungy.
Johnny, very hungy. I'm hungy for Johnny.
I'm just hungry. I'm about to make OFG pretty jealous because I have leftover eggplant prom pizza in my fridge. I'm going to have when I get done.
Ooh.
And it was so good. Are they still on AEW? I think they're still on AEW. I haven't read that they were gone.
No, they're not gone. They just don't work.
Oh, they get paid, I hope. Sometimes they're getting paid.
That's all that matters. And last but not least, we got Micro Brawlers. We got two and sad news, too. Mm. And I'll share that afterwards. But let's fix the focus and check it out because the Juggalos are in the house because we got Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J. Where were these when Golden came out?
That's cool.
These are super cool. I'm going to pop them open real quick.
I'm going to...
Might be doing a giveaway on these because I know how the Juggalos love the clowns. And I couldn't deal with not having them in my collection. Not that I don't like them, but Psychopathic Records on the back. Got the Chopper guy. I'm sure he's got a name. Very, very cool. Violent J rocking his signature face paint. The iconic jersey. Then we got Shaggy Tito with the number one salute. Tom, you're number one.
I'm number one?
He's saying, well, he's got one for me, one for you.
Oh, that's
cool. That makes three.
I'm gonna tease OFG just a little more.
Is he Hold marking on. Out for these?
He's marking out for my eggplant parm pizza.
That looks good.
That was so good, dude.
That looks really good.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, delicious. I'm worried. That's because I was showing off the toys.
Oh, wow.
Gotta get blurry if I'm going to, you know, get those fine details. Yeah, dude, these are cool. Very, very awesome. Under the Micro Brawler thing. But sad news to follow is that they are no longer offering two Micro Brawlers in the pro wrestling crates anymore due to tariffs. Yeah, so, we are down to one. And they said they're possibly going to throw out like a mystery mini every here and there.
Okay.
No, it's not the biggest loss.
No.
These ones I don't buy for the...
For the Micro Brawlers.
For the Brawlers, usually. No, I buy them for all the goofy shit that comes with.
Yeah.
Where else am I going to get...
shirts and shit, too.
Yeah, but where else am I going to get a pair of Acclaim scissors that have the Acclaim logo on them?
That is true.
They don't.
That is true.
All right. Like, anything else? I'm like in the Brutus back? The Barber Beefcake. That's it.
That's it.
That's all right, it. So that's all I got, except for Rosie's beautiful self
so
back there.
So we're gonna play a special edition of the 10 Count Showdown, and guys, we actually have a bumper for it. That is so cool.
It like melts. So
if you watch,
I kind of went with the unbox with us kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Threw it together.
So if you've watched our bonus episodes, we started a new thing where when we have guests on, we do the 10 count showdown. We'll ask them 10 random questions about wrestling figures, and they have to give an answer. So we're going to play it with each other. Mike, I'm going to give you your questions first.
Do it.
And you just give us your answer. It could be, you know, it's fun. Give us a little explanation if you want. We'll talk about it. And then when you're done, you're going to ask me 10 questions. And I don't know. And just to let you guys know, we didn't tell each other what the questions are.
Are you ready?
These are all new to us. So, all right. You ready,
Mike?
The questions are new. I know. I don't usually have voices in my head like I keep hearing today. So.
Sometimes.
All right. So let's start with question number one for Mike.
Let's do it.
Attitude Era or Ruthless Aggression?
Easily Attitude Era for me, just because it's what I grew up with. I'm not saying it's better. Ruthless Aggression was phenomenal. Lots of good moments in it. So I could give it a valiant battle on which one would be better. But for toys, for aesthetics, it's got to be the Attitude Era. We had so much goofy stuff happening. Without the Attitude Era, we wouldn't get Golga in figure form. So, and you know what? I would be heartbroken if Golga wasn't in my collection now after I've gotten them. So I'm going Attitude Era all day long.
I agree with you there. Okay, number two, best wrestling figure line of all time.
I'm gonna take away the modern day ones and just throw them back. For me, this is just my opinion. It was Jack's Bone Crunchers because they were my version of LJNs.
Okay.
A little articulated. You got to throw them around. You got they had characters galore. They were cheap. I was able to walk in the KB Toys and walk out with like five figures. Like that's a good feeling, you know, especially when it's under $100. Yeah.
when you're yeah, 10, try doing that today.
My first ever bought figure with my own money was the Series 1 Bret Hart from the Bug Crunching action figures. And I remember having fights in the car with my fingers because I didn't have another figure. So I was like, it's the best. Canadian Destroyers with the hand.
Oh, my gosh, 100%.
You can do the pedigree. It's the best. That's, but crazy. That, like, I once I got that, it spiraled into... I was hooked. I was every time I got an allowance, I saved it for more figures.
That's awesome.
That's what you got to be, right?
I get it.
Yeah. But so good.
Question number 3. Most overrated wrestling figure of all time.
Man. It's a good one. Hasbro's. Just throw that out there. I love Hasbro's, but they are overrated for sure. Does that make sense?
I agree with you 100%.
I know you don't like Hasbro's. This is a valid argument for somebody that's a Hasbro collector.
Yeah.
But if I had to not say, what's up, Tom?
You're
alive.
You're alive. We thought you might have like imploded when you saw the genius was finally getting a big rubber guy.
We thought you graduated to a different level. But it's Don... Congratulations. Not only is it our anniversary, but you got the genius coming to you in big rubber guy form. I've almost bought LOD. You did almost buy that LOD.
Oh, wow.
We were out.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Trust me. I think Hasbro's have a place in wrestling figure history now, and I have a couple, but playability wise, they're trash. Sorry, fight me.
Okay. I just they're hard for figure photography.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
But like they're statues.
They're best to display.
These were like my bleeding in moment from figures because my brother had Hasbro's and it was like would I play with them? Hell yeah. Did I like the accessories? Oh, yeah. But nothing beats like Jax went off the chain, like they had those mini play sets, they came to the backstage play sets. Like they gave us everything. Grapple gear. We wouldn't have ring ropes and removable turnbuckles if it wasn't for the Bone Crunching era.
That's true.
Think about that. Wow.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 4. One figure you regret not buying when you had the chance.
Originally King Kong Bundy from when Mattel came out with it at the Maddie collector.
Yeah.
I didn't order it at the time. I ate it because I bought secondary. Damn. Yeah. that was definitely one of Maddie collector was my favorite thing in the world when it first launched because I was like, hell yeah, you can buy figures, you know, kind of sit here and play the game of hunting them down, send them to me. It was the first time a company did what Ringside does. I was here for it. So I was like, yes, let's do it.
Okay. I like that.
Great
like
figure. That. I love King Kong Bundy.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Painted figures or the new DJI? DIJ.
Ooh.
DIJ, not DJI.
I like DJI too.
Oh, that's my little camera. That's a DJI.
I love the current stuff so much. So how am I going to argue? But with that being said, there was some amazing stuff that was painted, you know, so there is that too. But what they're doing now, the digital spray painting is insane.
Yeah, well, I mean,
fight anybody with that. Like, how can you? It's silly. They're doing it to the snake. Jake the Snake has, what is it, DJP?
Yeah, and
TJ Perkins?
The Omega tights are so amazing.
Yeah, RVD. You know how good RVD figures would have been if they had that back in the day?
You see what Goldberg just said? He has all the Maddie collectors mint on card.
Oh,
that's insane.
get a little hard. They still have Arden Tully. Yeah. Still have, what else was through there?
Bundy. I wasn't collecting then, so I'm not really sure.
We almost got Savio Vega.
Ooh.
We were this close, and nobody voted for him.
Oh, wow.
We believe that.
That stinks.
Who?
Oh, my God, but I would have paid for that. So,
they had him under the deal and everything. It was good to go. They were ready to roll. And it was like,
that's
nope.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
Worst accessory ever included with a figure.
Ooh, the mattress. If this was like GX 2000s era, and they were maybe Titantron Live had them. I think it was Titantron Live, that era of figures. They had a mattress, like a stained, soiled mattress. Was, what the hell am I going to do with that? Like, seriously, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense for photos. It didn't make sense for playing with. Like, who?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
They hit with the damn mattress. Oh my God. Like, what is it?
I think I skipped a question. Dream okay. Wrestling figure that has not been made yet.
Super Mario Captain Lou.
Ah, there you go.
Easiest. And so that's not even a wrestling. I mean, technically, it's a wrestling figure. If I could pick another one, I would be. Man, there's so many. But how can you not? I want caution tape era Owen Hart in modern day form. We had a bone cruncher of him, but
that's great.
It was Jeff Jarrett's head. It was, or, I don't know. It was good though. Okay. Great figure. Yeah, there Owen was great. We need more Owen.
One wrestler who desperately needs a new figure today.
Macho Man.
From Mattel, you mean?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
So many Macho Man figures.
Yeah, but there's so many ones that they missed.
That is true.
If I was to get a new Macho Man, I want it to be an Ultimate Edition. But I don't want the same gimmick. Like I don't want something that we already got. I want like a WCW Monday Nitro from '97. He's got the bandana, neon colors. That's the Macho Man right there. Yeah. Give me the Slim Jim Macho Man in ultimate form. That would be dope. But yes, there's a lot more to it. There's Raven. Okay. There's just so many.
This next question might be my favorite question I came up with for you.
All right.
Which wrestler did you push in your fig fed that you thought deserved a bigger push in real life?
I have to think here for a minute. I gotta do some deep diving. Mr. Anderson, Mr. Kennedy.
Ooh,
that holds strong. He was my champion. I thought he was gonna be the biggest guy in WWE. I was so he had this mic. He was good at the ring.
The injuries, man. It was the injuries.
It was Randy Orton that took him away from the.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good pick.
I love Mr. Anderson. He had great TNA figures.
Well, he was Mr. Kennedy in WWE, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy.
If we would have gotten to him being Vince's kid,
yeah,
it would have been immaculate, man. So good. So good. But 100%. That's, yeah. There's so many people, though. I mean, so many. Oh, I love it.
All right.
We need Kennedy on the Legends deal.
There you go. We're up to question number 10.
You're ready?
Yeah.
Damn.
Something missing from the past that you would bring into the modern landscape of professional wrestling.
Man, that's a good one. What don't we see anymore? Samu. No. Honestly, as dangerous as they are, I miss unprotected chair shots. I know, no, it's a
you
hot,
cannot
it's a,
bring it, that
it
back.
It is a terrible take, but
yeah,
I love
lumberjack just, match.
There's so many good ones. Yeah. Buried Alive is a good one. Lumberjack one.
Don the Bomb Smith with heel collar commentators. This is fun, guys. Give us your answers.
I love it. Don't lock out that door. Spice his limo driver to come and pick him up.
I got two things I could say. I think happens too much now that doesn't make things special anymore. And number one is heels versus heels and faces versus faces. I think we see that way too much, that it doesn't really mean anything when we see that. When I was a kid, you barely ever got that. And when it did happen, it was a moment because it didn't happen.
But you know what it is, too? It doesn't mean anything now.
Right. That's because it happens too much.
But like, it's not even that. It's just like, you know, these guys are playing 2K backstage. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like Haku versus,
versus Wario. Like, that was epic because we never saw two faces go against each other.
That died with Rock versus Hogan, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to
see that. The last time people, like, truly went wild.
Joey Budge says, kicking out of finish is too much. I agree with that, too.
I'm trying to think of what a really cool match type is. I wish they would bring back the triple cage from WCW.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Dude, that was cool. That was make a great play set. They did it bad, but you could do some cool stuff with that. Not the crappy triple cage. Like, the later one was really nice. I loved it.
Yeah.
The second cage was the hardcore cage.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool. It was a good gimmick.
Answer of things we see too much nowadays that I wish would go away is people shaking hands after a match, and
that's every week.
It used to be so special when it would happen. You never saw it, and now it's like, oh, let's do it. Like, Gunther's doing it with everybody. Like, stop. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
just stop.
Pat McAfee got the handshake.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, it's way too much. Like, when Undertaker and Shawn did it, like, it was special then.
Yeah.
Now
there's nobody of that caliber though anymore.
So stop doing it.
Yeah. All right. They can burn it. Randy Orton could be given handshakes. That would be cool.
All right. Give me my 10 questions.
All right.
Oh, TiVo said, bring back jobbers, like real local talent jobbers, and not just to put over the new monsters you're trying to push.
I don't disagree.
We don't have Steve Lombardi's Brooklyn Brawlers anymore, SD Jones and all those types of guys.
So. No. We need enhancement talent.
We do.
That's what made the AEW so fun the first couple of years, is that they had enhancement talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Need your Joey Janelas to, forward the company.
100%.
It's part of it. Ooh, I'm with Esteban here, too. He wants an old-school No Mascaras. El Santo Blues No Demon. I got a picture with Mil Mascaras. I was in Vegas a couple of years ago. We were doing a wrestling convention there, but I the coolest dude in the world. His back felt like a couch. Like, with the way it pressed in from the years of taking bumps.
No,
like,
that's gross.
It was insane. I was like, what? I was like, this guy's a monster. I love it.
Wow.
Shout out Mil Mascaras. All right. Number one, most annoying accessory to pose, do not say the guitar.
That was going to be my answer until you said not to say that. Most annoying accessory to pose. I'm looking at my figures now trying to come up with one.
There's some bad ones.
To pose. The guitar. Why can't I say guitar?
Because then everybody would pick the guitar. Anything.
I'm looking. I'm trying to find it. Annoying.
There's so many.
You took my guitar away from me.
I had to.
Oh, I know that stupid APA door. That was, I could never get it to stand.
That was a pain in the ass to get standing up. Okay. It was such a great idea, though.
It was a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I love that APA. We got number two. If you could pick your favorite, an Ultimate Edition multi pack. DX or NWO?
I have to go DX.
Billy.
Yeah. I was a WWE kid, so many, WWF kid.
I know, but I feel like we've gotten so many iterations of DX already.
Well, Goldberg's have belts. I agree. The belts suck too.
The belts are annoying, the straps. I wish they would put the magnets on the toy belts like they do the real belts.
100%.
Why not? We're there. I mean, if you did the flat back with magnets. Yeah. It would be perfect.
It would work.
They wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sean HBK Shine. I like that one,
sign
Corbin.
Me up for that. I'm sorry.
We do need a China. We need that. We need that as a place at the podium, China.
Yeah.
I don't want them in wrestling forms. I want the press conference. Yeah. Such a good idea. All right. What match would you be front row for? Would it be HBK and Razor in the ladder match? Or would it be the Hardys versus Edge and Christian in the ladder match?
HBK and Razor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. That's my top match, but I feel like the Hardys and Edge and Christian had so much more going on because it was such a crazy match.
We've seen great friggin' ladder matches, but to me, none live up to the original still.
Ooh,
and I don't know if it's Shawn Michaels selling it the way he sold in that match or what.
Okay. I think I'm with you. it was one of my first vivid memories was watching that match at my grandma's house out of the black box.
While
everybody was doing stuff in the background. Yeah. I was like, wrestling's on? Hell yeah.
Are you even born for WrestleMania 10?
Yeah.
You were, okay.
Yeah, I'm 87. I was born from like WrestleMania 4 up.
Okay.
Three up.
Okay.
I was born for Meep and Lanny versus, or the Genius Lanny versus Hogan, okay?
Okay. All right.
I was there in the womb. Bring back any gimmick for a modern day superstar, who and why?
Ooh.
That's a good one. I thought that
was that's really a really good one.
Could be Johnny Polo for LA Knight. It could be.
I like that.
The Islanders for the Usos.
Ooh, stop giving me ideas. Let me try and think of my own now. Let me look at my figures. Okay. This was what I was thinking before I even looked at my figure. But I'm just trying to think who would fit the role perfectly.
Good one.
That's a really good question. A gimmick from the past who could it be though? I have the perfect gimmick. I'm just trying to think of the perfect person. Why am I drawing a blank on this?
Some voices in your head.
It's funny because I just heard them again. Since you said that.
Will you guys tell somebody?
I'm going to say, I'm still drawing a blank of who it could be. So let me keep looking. I need a good one.
There's so many good gimmicks.
Ooh, that's close too. I could pick that if I wanted to. Why is it so hard? I'm going to pick. I feel like I know the person I want to pick as this gimmick, and I'm just drawing a blank. I'm going to pick Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ooh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the person I want to give that gimmick to today is. Ooh.
There's so many
Austin Theory.
I can see it.
100%.
I'm happy to see Theory getting the love now. It's cool. That would be a really good idea.
Oh, SLS. We talked about this a while ago when I came home. I want Mania to be in Vegas every year. 100%.
I do too. I'm not against that mindset. Ooh, just
TiVo saying Asuka with Muta paint would be cool.
I would love to see Asuka donning the Great Muta gear. Oh, it'd be so good.
Nate, I'm not opening my pictures, dude. My figures, my pictures. Your picture. No way.
I got toys back here too. All right.
What's
all right? Where were we? Wrestler most overdue for an Ultimate Edition.
Wrestler most overdue for an Ultimate Edition. Okay, see, I'm looking at my figures again.
Dude, Corbin with Simon Dean, but it's Otis. I would love that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's a great one.
What was the question? Ultimate Edition.
Who's overdue the most for an ultimate edition?
Yeah, that's a great one.
There's you got so many good ones on the wall back there.
I'm going to say Vince McMahon. Give me an ultimate Vince, hard. Please.
Soft goods suit or?
No, it's got to be.
You're going to mold him in the suit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what about wrestling Vince? You could have the suit
lofted.
What if they did it like a whole like single piece? So it's not like a shirt put on. Then you have to put on the coat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it.
Oh, missing figure too. Vince from the Monday Night Wars fight. How do we not
have Vince? How about Vince from the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should be underneath.
Yeah.
And then you get like that brown tan suit.
Yeah.
Go over it. Oh, it'd be so good.
Okay.
So, so good. The Spotlight Elite is the best Vince.
Oh, wait.
Well, I'm going to Simon D behind him.
No, I have the Spotlight Vince here somewhere. Here it is.
God damn it, pal.
I just pulled my shoulder off.
Don't pull a shoulder.
That's the one he's talking about.
Look at him. He's so vascular.
That's a great figure.
It is a great figure.
That's a great figure. All right.
I miss the network spotlight ones, man, too. Those were cool. I miss the network in general.
I agree.
Such a shame.
All right. What's next?
Damn, I'm still thinking about Austin Theory as Rick Rude.
It would work, right?
It would work. It totally would work. Best soft goods accessory.
Best soft goods accessory. Ooh, Roddy Piper's kilt on the LJN.
Ooh, yeah, I'll go with it. I like it, and I will go with it. let's see. Fantasy book me the next Ringside Collectibles exclusive.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go with... Okay, this is fun. I'm going to go with their theme of tag teams. An ultimate edition form,
okay. And a
demolition.
I think we're gonna get that no matter what.
I hope so.
That would be right. That would be a perfect Coliseum collection.
Yeah, but Smash never had an LJN to be in the Coliseum collection.
they can make an exception, right? I can go with it though. I would love to see them in the Coliseum collection packaging, though.
Yeah,
personally. It'd be heartbroken if we didn't.
Yeah, that would they have. Well, I guess we'll see what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, where are we at? Number 8. Pick me a fantasy Blood and Guts WWE figure. Not Stone Cold, obviously, because we're getting...
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know if this is my final answer, but Drew McIntyre from the Hell in a Cell last year was awesome.
I would bop for it. Ooh.
Yeah, I would absolutely want that. God, what about a Hogan with blood? When he used to bleed great also.
He used to.
Yeah.
It was good. Man, I was thinking like Eddie Guerrero from his match at JBL would be nice. JBL, even though we're getting him.
Do you remember that episode of Raw where Rock was busted open? As it went off the air, and as they showed his forehead, and the blood was actually squirting out of his head.
Yeah, it was brutal. Ooh, I would love a bloody John Cena too. Chat's on fire tonight.
Chat is awesome, guys. Thank you.
You're gonna rock it, man. Thank you for everything. It was great. All right, your dream fig fed.
What do you mean?
Like, well, if you were booking matches, actually playing, sitting down, say you got to book 12 pay-per-views with one weekly show to lead into them.
Okay.
Okay. Give me what figure line are you narrowing down with that has everything for you?
I gotta go with Mattel's.
Yeah.
There's so many options with Mattel's.
There is.
I could have a lot. I got CM Punk versus Roddy Piper. Kevin Owens versus Roddy Piper.
There's a lot of good fantasy booking with Mattel.
We could get the Sting versus The Undertaker. Come on, that we never got.
A Punk versus Andre Piper
the
feud.
Giant versus The Big Show.
Well.
Yeah.
I think Big Show would
never get a Rick Rude versus Mr. Perfect feud. I don't understand that.
That doesn't make any sense. Rick Rude, because Rick Rude died way too early.
Yeah, he did.
Way, way too early.
Yeah.
Price he got to pay to have a mustache that great.
Yeah, I would definitely. Ooh, what about you could have like Mankind in there? Oh, so good.
There's so many good ones. I would go Cactus Jack.
Ooh, Cactus Jack.
From him and Triple H.
Yeah.
Against... Street Fight. Oh, so many good ones. So many good ones.
versus KO. Give me that match.
We almost had Cactus Jack versus Ambrose. Right when he signed with WWE. It was right before he signed with WWE, he started an online feud with Foley.
Are you serious?
It was gonna bring Foley out of retirement.
Give me that. I would have signed up for that. Great, that right? That would be great.
Yeah, holy smokes. You could still do it with your figures with Deep.
Yeah,
100%. But it was what a cool match that would have been. Oh. You would have loved it. Absolutely would have loved it. All right. Let's see. One toy line returns in full. Pedal to the metal up production. It's either Jax Classic Superstars or the original LJN.
I have to say original LJN.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah? 100%. That's crazy. But they would be all modern figures. Well, not modern. Not all modern, but think of it like an Elite line. So you get like four nowadays wrestlers, one flashback.
Can you give me like a Roman Reigns LJN? How cool that would be?
It would be cool.
Oh. Yeah, give me LJNs all day, every day. LJNs, the most playable toy line ever. They're the most playable toy line. I'm sorry. There's never been more wrestling figures that are more playable.
I don't disagree. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
They're fun to throw at people.
I'm gonna have to like break out my ring one day and my LJN figures and prove to everybody why they're so playable.
Yeah, did you use them as sleepover protectors? Like when you had sleepovers, you put them all in a pillowcase, and if anybody tried to mess with you while you were sleeping.
No, I never did that. That's crazy.
Cardona should do that for a weapon next deathmatch you wrestle. I want a big rubber guy pillowcase beat down. Dude, that would hurt.
Yeah, it would.
You throw 10 big rubber guys in a pillowcase and start slinging them around, you kill somebody.
You put 10 Bundys in there, you're really killing somebody.
Yeah, no,
that's manslaughter.
That's end of days.
Yeah. So, how many we at?
That was 10.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, see how fun this is?
We got a fun little question and answer segment coming up that we, I don't even think we have a bumper for it.
I should have made a bumper for it.
That's okay. Hopefully,
I was bumping.
I'm trying to see if we have a bumper we could use, and we don't. So, you know, let me just bring up the screen and we could do, I posted on our Instagram, send us some questions.
Yeah.
And we would answer a few questions. So we got three questions in. First one's coming from Collection Therapy. Any interest in interviewing pod fans in the community? I would love to chat with you guys. This is something we've talked about. 100%. Yeah. We're going to do more bonus episodes, more influencers, more people about their collections.
We got some crazy, awesome collections out there, too. Like, when we both know a guy that only collects Kane figures and Kane accessories and stuff. There's a guy on Instagram that's just Undertaker figures. Like, I've been dying to talk to these people. It'd be so, so great.
Yeah, I agree. So I think it's going to be fun. Get some customizers on here. Talk about how they do everything. So, yeah, absolutely. This is something we are interested in doing very, very soon. So,
and pause. TiVo, LJNs are rubbery, though. So you get a little bit more playability. You could suplex the LJNs. It's hard to do that with the Hasbros. Just throw that out there. Hasbros, you were, like, stuck in two poses.
How are we going to say earlier that... dude, you could actually wrestle with LJNs. They're like this and they're big. When something is this big and only what the hell is that?
They were cool, but they were like gimmicky. Too gimmicky.
They're not playable. That way. They're terrible.
They're fun.
All right.
You put one on the top rope, then it's got spring action. You love it.
So the answer to this question is absolutely yes. This is something we're looking forward to doing in the very near future. Next question comes from Manalola44. What is the number one figure you think of the year? I think he means so far this year. We're about little less than halfway through the year. I definitely agree.
Yeah, he had so many good ones.
But there's two that stand out to me so far this year, and it's not even two figures that I own. But I got to say that Nia Jax coming from 118 looks amazing, as well as the Naomi from, I think it's 117. Like, dude, those figures both look like they're off the charts.
We got all these Ultimate Editions.
Yeah.
I mean, I could look over here right now and like pick out like a bunch of them.
How about this?
So many good ones.
I could easily like maybe put this one up there for figure of the year.
Yeah, 100%. All in Offspray is another one that's down here. Amazing figure. I'm trying to think what my all-time favorite was so far. Mood is definitely up there because I didn't think we were going to get a great Mood figure.
Yeah, I get that.
That Legends Mood totally takes the cake. Both these Moods, and I love these Moods.
But
Steiners this year? No, Steiners were last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Man, those are so good. We got so many great ones. I'm blanking. I love the last time is now Cena. How can you, like, that's such a great figure.
That is a great figure.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
All right. We have one more question from our Instagram post. So maybe we should start doing this every week so people could just ask us questions. We could throw them up on here.
I'm always down for that.
Yeah. I think it's a fun little thing to do.
Yeah.
From our friend Joey Figs. When will Tommy Territories admit that defining Macho Man is orange trunks? And the answer is never, because defining Macho Man is purple trunks.
I don't know. I'd with him with the orange, man.
I as much as I love Joey Figs, I can't take like answers from people who weren't even around watching him during that time.
But, okay, Macho King is different. When you say Macho King, I think purple. But Macho Man, you going for that era? It's definitely orange trunks.
It's not orange.
And I'm a neon guy. I love the pink and the green.
It's not. Both, I mean, LJN had the purple. It's definitely the purple.
He's a Macho King, though, wasn't he?
No.
But he came with the crown?
No, he never came with the crown on LJN. It was just his regular pose, purple trunks. Orange is definitely not, and I stand by this, it is not the defining Macho Man. So,
NWO Macho Man. Honestly, Slim Jimmy Macho Man is the defining Macho Man.
That's a great period. Figure. That's one of the best Macho figures. It might be the best Macho figure ever till this day.
Yeah. Man, I love Slim Jim Macho Man. I miss the Macho Man figures.
I mean, I want more Macho Man figures from Mattel.
Oh, I want an NWA Ric Flair in Ultimate Edition.
Ooh, suited Ric Flair in Ultimate Edition?
Ooh, I would love it.
Like that big rubber guy is so good with him in the suit.
He made our intro. That's how good he is.
Yeah, he did.
He replaced the Unbox.
Well, that's not hard.
It's great.
Anything else we need to touch on? You know, again, the chat was hopping today, guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It makes it fun when they're chiming in and answering these questions like that.
Hey, March Man wore red. I remember Macho Man wearing red trunks. I'm reading everything. Red. You ever wear red?
I don't think he wore red. I don't remember red.
Maybe he did.
But purple, pinkish purple.
He was a man of many colors. Yeah.
So if
it's not tassels, get out.
I mean, CM Punk wore the purple because that was defining Macho Man.
He wore the pink.
The pink purple, it's like the same. That's
Punk was wearing the bright pink.
That's the same thing. That's the same one.
It's
kind of purplish to me. It looks more purple. No,
purple is, every time you say purple, I'm thinking Macho King.
No.
It's just like, it's there. Yeah.
Don't make me get up.
Purple trunks. I can pull it up on the internet.
I'm going to go get my LJN Macho Man. It's staring right at me.
Maybe it's discolored from being from the 80s.
Macho Man, pink, purplish, whatever color, the pea color. So,
I don't know. I'm just thinking. So many Macho Man figures I want.
Guys.
So many figures in general.
Go to thefigguys.com. All of our links are there.
Right here.
We are official Fig Guys all over social media. Listen to us as a podcast. Just head on over to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcasts and search the Fig Guys. And if you just want to go to thefigguys.com, we have a link to all of our podcast stuff there. So what is that?
Larry.
Oh, Larry. Okay, cool.
It's like Three's Company, though.
Do, 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 do.
We even got Larry.
I love Larry. Larry Dallas. Who doesn't love Larry?
Yes.
Any closing comments before we get out of here, Bellcast?
No, so dude, thank you everybody who's tuned in over the last, 4 years, for being honest.
Yeah.
But one year for the Fig Guys.
I never even mentioned that. Hold on.
It's all good. Yeah.
I meant to say that. I had notes about it, and I didn't even bring it up. Talking about, we started as Fig Friday, Nick Storm, back on
Fig
July,
Friday, not Fig Year.
Right, Fig Friday, July 23rd of 2021. We did 135 episodes.
That's crazy.
Between Fig Friday and Fig Night before the brand split and we left the tavern to come on our own. Now we're at 53 episodes.
What?
Now we're at 53 episodes. And really 135 plus 53 is 188. So we're almost 12 episodes away from doing 200 episodes of a figure show together.
You're doing some Steiner math, and I like it.
That's real math.
153 episodes plus 53 is 220.
I meant to mention that. So it's not like we're really just a year old. Like Fig Guys, the brand Fig Guys is a year old, but we've been doing this for almost 200 episodes. 4 years.
Our baby. Our little baby.
What? We're just getting started. We're going to make it even better. Again, we mentioned it. We're going to have more guests, more bonus episodes. If you have ideas for the show, guys, if you have ideas for segments or whatever, just send them in. Like, send me a DM on Instagram. Send us an email, contact@thefigguys.com. Let us know what you want to see from the Fig Guys in 2025 as we head into our second year as the Fig Guys.
Yes.
Danhausen. You're very evil. Don't be cursing us.
Very blurry. There we are. Yes.
I guess it's time to get out of here. We got to work on the podcast.
When Danhausen starts talking, that's when we start walking.
There you go. Mike, give us a closing thought or two.
Yeah, man. There was a little of that, wasn't it? Thank you guys for tuning in week after week. Without you, there would be us. Without us, there would be, it'd be still empty shelves because we would still be fig buying.
Yeah.
Even if
we'd still
we weren't doing this. But we're happy to share it with you. We love doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you guys, everybody. Everybody from every guest we've had on, from every viewer, from every person. Thank you guys all. It's been a blast. Can't wait to see what year two of Fig Guys brings.
But I mean, we've had some amazing guests. We had Jeremy Padour. We had Steve Ozer. We had Matt Cardona.
Magic. Yeah, Matt. Those are our ride or dies.
Thank you. Goldberg in the chat. Thank you for everybody with your well wishes. Thank you, Esteban, almost. Tyson, everybody who tunes in every week, whether you watch live, Joey Buds, I hate saying names because I know I'm always going to forget people, and I don't want to exclude people. I hate that because there's so many of you that just mean the world to us.
Mac Goldberg, from SLS, all the way up.
And again, we're just getting started. We're going to get SLS on a bonus episode very, very soon.
Yeah.
So,
they're just extra episodes.
What? Fun.
They said, we're just going to give you guys some extra episodes because it's
100%.
Fun.
I want to do at least two a month if we can. So,
yes.
Two bonus drops. Yeah. So, until next week, for Mike, for Tom, that's me, for Dash, who's upstairs waiting for his daddy to come play with him,
for Larry,
for everybody here at the Fig Guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Fig Guys out.
For watching Fig Guys, please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.